Really not much change since I talked to you guys yesterday after the game. We'll open it up for questions.
John, as you went through the offense again, obviously you only had
37 plays. Yeah.
Only a handful of possessions even, too.
Right.
What was your breakdown of just the execution overall offensively?
I think some of it was, you know, basically I think it was like 23 first downs to 8. You know, some of it was time of possession or length of drives by San Francisco. And that was, I think, curtailed by the third down percentage that they had. I mean, we were 5 of 10 on third down, and you know, they were even a higher percentage. I don't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, that's where I thought, you know, we kind of dropped the ball a little bit defensively. You know, but all in all, you know, we just have to have better execution. And it's we don't have a big margin for error. You're talking about 4 or 5 plays. And we have to be on the positive side of those 4 or 5 plays.
What stood out to you about Mitch's game?
You know, I thought Mitch probably had arguably his best game. You know, there was a couple decisions I think he'd like to have back. You know, not that they were huge errors. We did not turn the ball over. I think we were +1 in the turnover ratio. We had a 61-yard punt return for a touchdown. If you'd have told me that before the game, I probably wouldn't have envisioned any way we'd lose that game.
You just mentioned the Niners did what you guys run the clock, keep possession,
right,
be efficient, that sort of thing. Is there any teaching point off what they were able to do that can kind of show your guys, hey, look, this is how it'll work? You can win a game where you don't score a touchdown and give up a punt return.
We've done that, you know, I think 1 year, not too long ago against Carolina. You know, there's all kind of ways to win and lose games in this league, no doubt. You know, I think, you know, it was a close game for different reasons. You know, I think we were 100% in the red area. We got there once. We were 1 for 1. They were 0 for 5, all right, but had 5 field goals, you know, chip shot field goals, and, you know, that was enough to win. So it was a different game for sure. You know, one that we had our opportunities.
You have to sign a kicker this week. What's that
situation? It's looking like that's possible. You know, I don't want to try to just, you know, guess, but it will definitely keep you posted when we get that done.
Are you more likely to just shut Kyle Long down given his injury history at this point in the season? If there's some kind of gray area of whether.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a possibility. Again, I don't want to say yes. You know, I don't want to say no at this point. We're still evaluating that. We just played the game yesterday. So, you know, today and tomorrow are usually times where players get evaluated medically, and that's pretty much the time frame of most organizations in the NFL. But, you know, when we know something concrete and for sure, we'll let you know.
But his injury history is a factor in that decision.
I don't want to get into history and all that stuff. I just, moving forward, we'll kind of let you know when we make any kind of decision.
What do you need to see from Adam Shaheen for him to get on the field a little bit more in these last 4 games?
You know, I think Adam's had a good season. You know, he's a good young player that we definitely like. We utilize. You know, it's hard to get a lot of play time when you have 37 plays. You know, I think Marcus Wheaton might have played 1 play. I mean, he's a guy we'd like to look at more. It just, you know, didn't materialize that way yesterday. But, you know, we like him a lot. You know, I think getting Deion back, you know, from when he was sick, you know, it kind of sorts itself out. But he's a young player that we like a lot that we see a bright future in.
I know it was said a couple of weeks ago that opposing teams have kind of figured out who Tariq Cohen is. Is there, with that said, at this point of the season, is there a plan to use him a little bit more moving forward the last couple of weeks?
You know, I think, as I've said a lot of times, you know, you look yesterday, he had a 61-yard punt return for a touchdown. He had another return that was called back due to penalty. You know, I think we're utilizing Tariq just fine. You know, I think both as a guy of the backfield, you know, he's one of our most explosive players. So I don't think there's a lack of knowledge of who and how we use him.
John, I don't think Mitch threw a pass longer than 10 yards. Mm-hmm.
No, I think there was some opportunities on the sack fumble. That was a designed longer pass that actually could have been pretty good. But, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in the pass game. And on that particular play, you know, we got a sack, and he did a great job recovering the fumble.
Do you have any further clarity on what McKee might have in terms of adding extra bodies to keep my outside linebacker?
You know, I think we're still evaluating it. I mean, I'm not sidestepping your question. I think, there'll be some tests he'll have tomorrow. There's things he's gone through today. But, you know, we'll have a lot clearer idea, you know, by Wednesday.
Kind of one way or the other, do you figure you're going to need another outside linebacker?
Yeah, depending on how that goes, I'd say that's a fair assessment.
John, it appears the team has failed to improve. They've taken a step backwards since the bye. I don't know if you'd agree or disagree with that, but either way, why is it possible these kids hit a wall at this point?
No, I think, I thought, just looking at Mitch and, a guy like Tariq, that people talk about the rookie wall, I thought, those two guys played as well as anybody out there, not disparaging anybody else, but both those guys I thought played very well. So, I don't sense that. Obviously we've lost five games. I'm counting going into New Orleans. I think losing some guys has had a little bit of effect on that. But that's not an excuse, just reality. Other than Philadelphia, I think we've played competitive games and we just keep coming up short. And I understand the angst and the frustration because we feel it. These guys are working hard. We're working hard. I know our fans want it. I mean, as far as a setting, yesterday, as far as the day and the crowd and their involvement, you can tell how bad they want to win. And I can promise you everybody in this building does too.
When you talk about a good week of preparation, and then on the offensive side, you see what happens Sunday, does that cause you to go back and reevaluate how you're preparing?
Not really. I mean, I think, you can look at that both ways, offense and defense. I think, like I said, it was a tight, close game, and we had plenty of chances, whether it was having the ball late in the fourth quarter or being on defense late in the fourth quarter, with a lead. We were actually up in the game, 14-12. So, that's kind of what that game came down to.
John, aside from not having the ball very much the last two games, what are the problems been in the run game?
That's a good question. We haven't executed. It hasn't been like, 2 weeks ago, I think, some things happened during the game and then this past week. And it's not an excuse, but it's a very continuity-oriented position. Pretty much the whole is probably better than the sum of the parts, just the way they practice, and both in run and pass. So when you throw a cog in that, it can cause a little bit of problems. And then, we just didn't have the ball much yesterday. And that was part of the issue. It's hard to get into a rhythm, when you're not getting that many opportunities.
John, you've been in this position before where a season's lost, the playoffs are gone. What can you accomplish in these last few games, and how as a coach can you make sure that it gets accomplished?
Well, it's just improving. We're in the last quarter of the season, just like the fourth quarter of a game. People remember what you do in December. Every time we go out there, it's our resume, whether you're a player, a coach, an assistant coach, for the world to see. You take pride in that. Guys that are professionals do. And I think that's what drives all of us.
You've been tempted at any point in the last couple of weeks to make any
snap changes? No, that's not been kind of productive for me in the past. No.
Your inability to stop them?
Well, I think, getting pressure on the quarterback, sometimes people ask me what the best pass defense is, and it's a pass rush. There's a lot of different coverages and all those things you do. But I'd say over the last couple of weeks, that's probably been a little bit of our issue.
With the record where it is, you start looking to play young players more as opposed to a veteran guy you can put in there?
We have a lot of young players playing already. Yeah.
Obviously a lot of attention on the offense and scrutiny too. Are you pleased with the job that Dow Loggins has done?
I think anytime, you kind of bring in new quarterbacks, again, we all have to answer that, and we're all big boys and we get it. I'd like to have been more productive offensively, but the reality is we're kind of where we are. I think, playing a lot of young players, and particularly at the quarterback position, I've seen improvement in him, and that's kind of what I look for, is are we getting better?
John, just to tie up one of the roster moves from the weekend, you guys put Isaiah Irving on IR.
share anything about the severity of his injury?
You know, right now there's not surgery required. Last I heard, more of a bone bruise, you know, sprain type of injury. But, you know, with only 5 weeks to play a week ago, you know, there's still some rehab involved. We had a couple guys with nicks that he might have been the most long term. So that's why we made that move.
John, the Giants let their coach go today. Mm-hmm. Have you received assurances that you'll finish the year?
You know, I haven't heard anything one way or the other. I wouldn't ask. I'm just that's more how I see it. You know, I'm doing everything in our power to put the best product on the field day to day, week to week. And, you know, I control what I can control, and that's what I can control.
Situations like this where a season is effectively lost, have you had experiences where players, let's say we're going into free agency at the end of the year, do players have a tendency to pull back?
You know, I don't really look at the lost word. You know, I think, you know, right now, you know, the best we can finish is 7-9. And as I said last week, the worst we can finish is 3-13. So, you know, and like I said, we're all professionals. We're going to play the guys we think give us the best chance to win every week. You know, who that is and how that evolves, I don't know yet. We do it day to day. You know, that's really all I know.
Assume orange may be dangerous. Part of your standard operating procedure is regular conversations with Ryan, just evaluating going forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no change in that process. You guys are still talking about
football. Yeah, I mean, it's been very positive from the standpoint of a working relationship. I think, like everybody, I mean, even y'all to some degree, I mean, it's frustrating, no doubt, but you know, that can't deter you. You know, you just keep rolling. And like I said, you know, we've got four games, the final quarter of our season. And, you know, as soon as today's over and we're done talking about yesterday, you know, we'll be on to Cincinnati. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, volunteers. First three.
Second three.
I will take third three.
I'll take the fourth three.
All right. All right.